Okay, you've probably heard the phrase, new year, new you. Well, what about a new you who resolves to watch more TV? If that's your bag, there's plenty of new shows to choose from. NPR TV critic Eric Deggans is here to tell us about a few of them. Hi, Eric. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Let's talk a little bit about the two upcoming shows that have caught your attention. The first is on the streaming service Apple TV Plus. It's called Little America, and it's an anthology show about the immigrant experience. What do you like about this one?
Well, this, you know, it's interesting. There was a moment last summer where Apple invited me to their TV headquarters in Los Angeles, and I saw pilot episodes for three shows that they were going to be doing, and this one was the one that moved me the most. Mm. They basically take true stories of immigrants, and they dramatize them. And the first episode that I saw, the pilot episode, was about this young boy whose parents get caught up in some sort of problem with their papers, and they have to leave the country for years. And he, he seems to be about 11 or 12 years old, and he has to run this motel that the family ran as a unit when the parents were in America. Hmm. And he comes across this idea that if he wins the National Spelling Bee, he will get to meet the first lady, who then was Laura Bush, and he might be able to plead his case in front of her to try and get her to help his parents. And so we have a scene where he's talking to a teacher. A teacher's talking to him and initially trying to tell him that he might want to enter the spelling bee because he's so good at spelling. And initially, he's a little resistant because of the responsibilities he has at home. Let's check out that scene.
You know, Kabir, every year you win the school spelling bee. Have you thought about competing at the state competition at Salt Lake? And then you could go to nationals. I mean, you know, the finalists meet the first lady. Wouldn't that be something?
I run an economy value in off Route 22. We're the third-ranked motel in Green River, according to TripAdvisor, and I'd like to keep it that way. I don't have time for spelling bees.
Eventually, he changes his mind and he enters the spelling bee. But I don't want to say what happens beyond that because that would be a huge spoiler.
Okay, that sounds like one that we want to check out for sure. The other show you're into is called HBO's The Outsider. It's based on a Stephen King novel and centers around the investigation of the murder of an 11-year-old boy. And Jason Bateman plays the primary suspect. Let's listen for a moment in the show when he's arrested while coaching a Little League game.
What's going on, Don?
Terrence Maitland, I'm arresting you for the murder of Frankie Peterson.
For the what?
Hold out your wrist, please.
What are you talking about? Hey, what are you doing?
You have the right to remain silent.
Don, what are you doing?
Do you understand what I'm saying to you?
Yeah.
Let's go.
Eric, tell us more about this one. Do you think it's an effective mystery?
Well, this is about... On its surface, it seems like it's about the gruesome murder of an 11-year-old boy mm-hmm. and a popular Little League coach who gets arrested for the crime. But as the police start to look into it, they start to realize that even though there's tons of convincing evidence, including video evidence, that this Little League coach abducted this boy and killed him, there's also a ton of evidence that he was at a conference 60 miles away when the murder happened and he couldn't possibly have done it.
Mm.
And so you get the sense that there's sort of a supernatural force at work.
Oh.
It's effective mystery and horror and a really interesting way to sort of take a murder mystery and add horror elements in the way that only Stephen King really can.
Okay, so with the little bit of time I have with you, you mentioned, of course, Jason Bateman is in this particular series, but he also directed it as well. And he also has this other show where he stars and directs, Netflix's Ozark, which comes out with its third season this year. Looks like Bateman may be having a moment right now.
Well, he's also an executive producer on both of these shows, and I think he's trying to develop a career for himself as someone behind the camera, someone who shapes the overall scope of the story that's being told in a TV series, not just as the star of a show. And Ozark, I've seen the first six episodes of the third season, the new season that won't debut for a while on Netflix. They've done a really good job on this. Also in 2020, we're going to see many more streaming services come. We've got about three different ones, HBO Max, Peacock from NBC, and Quibi, this service that is going to offer a bite-sized video to be seen on mobile phones. All of that is coming in April and May. And so we've got a lot of interesting stuff coming on TV in 2020.
almost too much. This is why these segments help, because it helps us figure out what we should pay attention to. So thank you so much. This is NPR TV critic Eric Deggans. Thank you so much.
That's why they pay me. Thanks a lot.